USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department stumbled on Monday, now claiming the affidavit supporting the search warrant for President Trump's home, the probable cause portion of the search warrant, shall remain a secret and away from the public. Workers at Amazon San Bernardino, California Air Hub walked off the job Monday in protest for better wages and working conditions. More than 150 people participated in the walkout. The Trump Organization's finance chief is expected to plead guilty Thursday on tax fraud charges. Alan Weisselberg is expected to carry a sentence of 5 months in jail. It's primary day in Alaska and Wyoming. The big race for Wyoming's only congressional seat is between Liz Cheney and Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman.
I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming.
Representative Cheney was first elected in 2017. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Investigators are searching for the source of a six-pound metal object that slammed to the ground Friday outside the Maine State House, narrowly missing a state employee. The cylinder-shaped object smashed into the ground 6 to 8 feet from the person at a high rate of velocity. The part is believed to be from a large airliner on an international route. Kentucky lawmakers are taking care of their people.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is announcing the state is moving into the second of three phases known as a stabilization phase in his response to mass flooding in eastern Kentucky. Governor Beshear detailing how much money the state has received in donations following the flooding.
Our Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund, now 3,709 donations, a little over $6.2 million. Thus far, we've paid for 37 of the 39 funerals.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
The ship Brave Commander has departed a Ukrainian port carrying the first cargo of humanitarian food aid bound for Africa from Ukraine since Russia's invasion. Author Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses topped Amazon's bestseller list on Tuesday, days after he sustained serious injuries in a stabbing at a lecture in upstate New York. An ammunition dump exploded in northern Crimea, Russia's TASS agency reported Tuesday. Russia's defense ministry said no serious injuries had occurred. Republican congressional candidate Harriet Hageman is not only running against Representative Liz Cheney in Wyoming, but she says she's also running for the people of Wyoming in today's primary elections in the Cowboy State.
Well, I think it's some of both. There's no question whatsoever. As I've traveled around the state of Wyoming, I've made very clear that I'm not just running against Liz Cheney. I am running for the state of Wyoming. I have a platform that resonates with the voters of Wyoming. I talk a lot about our energy industry, protecting our farmers and ranchers, our small businesses, our families. I have a long record and history of working and fighting on behalf of Wyoming, Wyoming industries, and I'm pretty well known. So I think it's probably some of both, but this isn't just about voting against Liz Cheney. The reality is if and when I win tomorrow, Wyoming will finally have a representative that is from Wyoming, understands Wyoming, has been fighting for Wyoming, and will continue to fight for Wyoming in our industries.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.